Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This analogy of casting the net to catch fish, of sending out his disciples to be fishers or catchers of men, you know it well, don't you? Casting the net. It's what Jesus is doing right now at this very moment. It's what he does every Sunday from this place, and every time the gospel goes out, the message of Christ. He's fishing. He's catching men, male and female, young and old, for his kingdom. Jesus himself is the one doing it. He's the one who did it on that day so long ago in Simon Peter's boat, when Jesus the Christ, who came into this world to save lost sinners, when Jesus, the Son of God, who died and rose again, when Jesus, our Savior, came and stepped onto the shores of Lake Gennesaret or the Sea of Galilee, it's the same body of water, to cast the nets first with his own mouth there on the shore, and then when that got too crowded there, sitting in Simon's boat, preaching the word of God to the people. He preached repentance. He preached against their sin as sinners, as rebels against God. He preached how all people fall short of the high standards that God has set for us in his law. And he preached the forgiveness of sins. He preached himself as the redeemer of sinners, who would pay the price with his own blood, who bears the sins of the world. He preached forgiveness to them, to all who would believe in him as their redeemer. And there he cast the gospel net, as he would cast it on many other occasions, with sweet words like, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." 3 years or so of preaching wasn't much in comparison with all the years of this world, with the 2,000 years that have passed since Jesus was there casting the gospel net by himself. He would continue to cast the gospel net after he ascended into heaven, but he would do it through the mouths of his disciples, his apostles. Problem was, at this time in the gospel, he didn't have any disciples yet. This was the beginning of his ministry, so he chose some. He not only got into Simon's boat to preach, he asked Simon to pull out from the shore, to go out into the deep, and to let down the nets for a catch. And you remember Simon's hesitance to do that in a way. "Lord, Master, we've spent all night fishing and haven't caught a thing. But at your word, I will do it." And you know how it turned out. This miracle teaches us a couple of important things. It teaches us the kindness and the providence of Jesus. Do you think that it's because you work so hard that there's bread on your table every day? Do you think it's your hard work that provides for you? Do you think that if you lost your job or your source of income, that you would have nothing, not even anything to eat? That's a very human way of thinking. It's a very man-centered way of thinking. But Jesus teaches us something different in a miracle like this. You can work as hard as you want. You can work all night long fishing and not catch a thing. It's when Jesus is with you, at Jesus' word of promise. And faith in his promise, that's when God provides for you. And so he teaches both things here. He teaches that we are to work as his disciples were to go out and work and do the work of fishermen and let down the nets. But at the same time, they were to realize that their work accomplished nothing. Only the presence and the promise of Jesus and faith in his promise provided fish for them, and more than they could imagine, more than they knew what to do with on that day. So it is with all of his children. The psalmist says, I have never seen the righteous begging bread. If we but believe that promise of God, we can be sure that he will provide for the righteous, for those who believe in his Son. Even though it seems like there's no possible way on earth he could, even if you don't have the ability to work for it. If you can't work for it, he'll do it miraculously if he has to. He's promised to do it, to provide for his own. What a beautiful promise in this parable, and an example of how he does do that miraculously when he wants to. Even though sometimes he makes us wait a little bit and not be able to see how he'll provide, he does that to make us depend on him all the more, to depend on him alone and not on the things we can see. There's another important lesson that Jesus teaches us and his disciples in this gospel, and that's about that fishing for men. Jesus says to Peter, from now on, you will be catching men, people, souls. Just like Jesus cast the net from his mouth, so Peter and his companions would be casting the gospel net from their mouths. And just as Jesus was the one who guided their boat and guided their nets to where he knew the fish were, so it would be with Jesus' disciples. He would put them at the right place and at the right time. They would preach the gospel and he would bring in the catch that he planned to bring in. Jesus does that today through the office of the Holy Ministry, calling men into that office through the church to go and preach his word in this place and in that place and throughout the world. Proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, repentance and the forgiveness of sins, and administering the sacraments according to his institution, where he distributes forgiveness, the forgiveness, life, and salvation that he won on the cross. Jesus is also there casting his net in our homes when parents teach their children about Jesus and his word. Teach their children to trust in Jesus and to make him the first and really the only priority in their lives. And all Christians do it. Everyone according to his or her vocation. When you live in such a way, according to God's commandments, that people can see the hope that you have, the hope that is different, the hope that the world doesn't have, especially under the cross, especially when you are persecuted, especially when you are afflicted and suffering. And then they ask you why you have such a hope. And then there's Jesus there casting his gospel net as you do what Peter told the believers to do, to always be prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. He puts us right where he wants us. It's never an accident. Jesus, who rules at the right hand of God, rules over all things so that you are where he wants you to be and the fish are where he wants them to be until God finds all those whom he has elected or chosen in eternity to hear the gospel and believe it. That's not to say that everyone who hears the gospel will believe it and be saved by it. Far from it. But as a preacher put it 100 years ago, even though most people run away from the Lord and His Word and are lost, some, a good number, are one, converted, and saved. Those who are supposed to come, they come. Those who are supposed to hear, they hear. From the number of the elect, not one is left behind. And when people are found by that gospel net of Jesus, when they are caught, when they hear the gospel and believe in it, when they repent of their sin and look to Jesus as the sacrifice for sin, when they seek God's mercy in Christ, we have to understand that wasn't our work. It wasn't our doing. It was all God's doing. It was Jesus doing through His Holy Spirit. You remember how Peter and his companions worked hard all night and didn't catch anything. That was on purpose. Jesus, the ruler of the seas, made sure they didn't catch anything the night before so that they could learn this more important lesson the following day, to teach them about fishing for the souls of men. They had to come to grips with the fact that it would never be their hard work that brought a single soul into the faith, into the church. None of their baiting of the fish, none of their coaxing of the fish, no mistake or weakness on their part would prevent the fish from being caught. Jesus alone could fill the nets. Only the Spirit of Jesus, working through the Word of Christ, can take an unbeliever and turn him or her into a believer. The same is true today. Jesus is the one who fills the gospel net, who draws people into His kingdom, all on His own. You can't help Him, you can't hinder Him. Where the gospel is rightly preached and the sacraments are administered according to Christ's institution, there will the Holy Spirit be adding souls to His kingdom. And if you could see it, if you could see the nets bursting, because the nets, as God sees them, stretch from one end of the earth to another and across time, if you could see how the Spirit of Christ has been filling those nets and is filling them still, you would be astonished. You would be astonished, like Peter and his companions were, when they saw Jesus' power and authority in the boat on that day in the Lake of Gennesaret. You would be astonished, and like Peter, you would fall down at Jesus' knees in fear. "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Like Peter, you would realize you don't deserve to be in the presence of this man because this man is God and you're a sinner. I think if Peter could have, if he hadn't been in a boat on the lake that day, he would have gone running away from Jesus, but he couldn't. There was no place to run. He just said, "Go away from me. I'm a sinner." Recognize that too for yourself. You're a sinner like Peter was. You don't deserve to be caught in this net and saved eternally while so many perish eternally. You're a sinner as I am. So recognize that all you have, all you bring to the table to God is your sin. But don't go home depressed or downtrodden or fearful because of that. Instead, hear Jesus' words to Peter. Because the words Jesus spoke to Peter that day are the words He speaks to every fearful and downtrodden sinner. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Jesus hasn't come to destroy sinners. He's come to save sinners. You know that. It's why you gather here, to hear Jesus speak those words to you again through the mouth of your pastor. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, because in this ministry, Jesus is here in this church speaking to you those words. Don't be afraid. It's no accident that you wound up here today. Any of you, members, non-members, doesn't matter. No accident that you wound up here. As Jesus rules over all things, he saw to it that you would be here today, where the gospel net is being cast, where the word of Christ is being spoken, where his gospel is calling sinners either into his kingdom or keeping his believers in his kingdom through this gospel, to live eternally with him, to be or become a part of his church, and even to become his instruments through which the Lord Christ continues to cast his net and fill it with the souls of sinners to save them eternally through faith alone in Christ. Amen. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.